evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay, I still don't know when the next monthly meeting is, so we'll skip that part. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., and still have not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Evening, Jeff, N5AOW.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Jeff, I'm sitting here just watching a movie and enjoying the evening. Got a few things done today that got me a little bit ahead or caught up anyway with the weather, so yeah, I enjoyed that. At least we had pretty much a sunny day, a little cloudy at times, but worked out nice. I don't think it warmed up quite as warm as they expected, but you know, when you get the weather report, I think a lot of times it's for the area they're transmitting from, and usually it's anywhere from 8 to 10 degrees less, so I guess we basically got the weather we're supposed to, but I'm looking for it to get warmer. I'm not ready for the cold yet. So I'll return it back to you, Jeff, at 5AOW.
I hear you, Bill. It never seems to be as nice as they say it's going to be. It's always a little bit under, whatever they say it's going to be. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. Enjoy the movie, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
This is KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV. Tim, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We're just relaxing. I went over to Syracuse today to see one of my buddies that's in the hospital over there, in the VA hospital over there. So we got home and we ate dinner, and now we're just sitting around doing nothing.
Well, that's always good. I know when, whenever I've had to be laid up there, it's nice when people come and visit. So at least you accomplished something there today, and that's good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good rest of your evening there. Relax. And we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT looking for check-in. Well, for me, let's see. I worked late last night, so I had to work early this morning until about noon. And then my brother's up in town, so we proceeded to drop a bunch of trees here in the front yard. So we cut down 15 of these pine trees that were close to all the power lines in the house. And so they're the ones I was saving for last because they're the hardest. So he came up with, between him and me and ropes, ladders, and pulleys, we managed to get them down without, only thing we really hurt was this cherry tree I was trying to save, the small one I was hoping to, we could save, but well, it became a casualty. One of the trees fell on it and crushed it, so what are you going to do? That's just, that's part of the chance you take. So anyway, we have a lot of pine trees down in the yard right now. We got, I think we got 6 or 7 more to do tomorrow, and then start doing some cleanup. So that's about all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill and Tim. I'd like to thank Bill and Tim for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
WI.
KC2WI, B, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, I just came back to the radio here. Not too much, it's 51. I guess it's not going to be too terribly cold tonight. I'll hold off trying to make a fire in the window. I still have some stuff you know, I shoved over in the corner there, got to clean out. And, you know, it's not, you can't make a fire and keep it going of any size because it gets too hot. So that means you're kind of constantly putting a few sticks in there. And, of course, it'll go out overnight. And it's not getting that cold anyway. But I think pretty soon here, going to have to start doing it. And I'm still trying to figure out how to get my 746 Pro, which is all boxed up and ready to ship out for repair, to UPS, because I can't just do my usual take it to the, you know, the Lowell Farmers Co-op, because the insured value is too high. They require you to hand it directly to a UPS driver or go to a UPS service center. Well, of course, there's no UPS service center within 40 miles. And the UPS service center in Watertown, where I was thinking maybe I could just go tomorrow, go up for the ham lunch bunch, they don't open for public access until 3:30, so that kind of blew that idea. So, I don't know. I might have to call them and pay for the guy to come here if I don't catch him. Normally, if I'm sitting here, within a day or two, you know, he comes down the street for somebody, but I haven't seen any UPS trucks here or anywhere else, so I don't know. I want to get that radio fixed. I don't really miss it. I've got the other HF rig, but, you know, sooner I get it out, the sooner I get it back, I guess. KC2WI.
Roger that. Well, good luck. They said there's a freeze warning out for tonight, so I don't know. You might have to get that wood stove going. Have to wait and see how that works out. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in there. I close it out, but if there's anybody else who wants to check in, feel free. Go ahead.
Yeah, I looked at it. It looked like tomorrow night there was the warning. Tonight it didn't look that cold, but it feels like it's going to get cold. It's clear, but yet it's only down to 51, so I don't know. That doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, I just got the alert on my phone that there was a freeze warning. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. All right, well, I'm heading off to bed. I'm beat. Cut down a lot of trees today. I'm tired. So I'll catch up with you later there, Pete. KD2AG.
Looking for anyone that would want to sign in. Come in now. If you do, come in slow because I have a hard time hearing. KB2ZSV for Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Do we have anybody that wants to sign in tonight? One more time. KB2ZSV for Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Do we have anybody that would like to sign in tonight?
5ALW, no traffic, good evening.
What was that again? Give it to me slow, I'm hard of hearing.
Roger. November 5, Alpha, Oscar Whiskey, no traffic.
Okay, thank you much, November 5, Alpha Lima Windy, Whiskey, was that right?
Negative. It was Alpha Oscar Whiskey, N5AOW.
Okay, we got it now. Thanks for checking in. Do we have anybody else that would like to sign in to Aunt 10 tonight? One last time, do we have anybody that wants to sign in to Aunt 10 tonight? Okay. Thanks, N5AOW, for checking in. I guess you're the only one tonight. Have a good night, and we're going back to 145-170.